Good afternoon. So we're going to start with prayer. Okay. The what I mentioned it. Lama Dumba Jumden de Dejin Jabwa Dajumba Yangda Barazobe Sangye Banja Washaja Du Ariba Danjabwa Devara Sheba Jidin Jemba Jivu Divya Galun Juva Lada Minum Je Dumba Sanje Jumde Banja Washaja Du Vala Chata Locho Do Jazu Jiu Lama Dumba Chumden de Dijin Shabwa Da Chumba Yangda Paranzo Vesak Shajya Duva Ripa Da Chatu Denba Devar Shepa Jidin Jemba Jivu Duve Galur Hata Minam de Dumba Sanje Chumden de Banja Va Shajya Duva La Chata Lo Chuto Chavu Shiu Lama Dumba Chumden de Dijin Shabha Da Chumba Yangda Paran Sobeza Anja Nusabhya Denpa Devara Shabha Jirin Jemba Jivu Duve Kalu Juba Ata Minam de Dumba Sanghe Chumden de Panja Va Shadya Duva La Chata Chuta Jasu Jivu Kangse kanya zo jodam ze sa jen di la kubo dumbo neng anye jiden di na jo te ze keba jo la cha sa lo nam da gu na cho do su sa wa ye je ja zo se je lumbo cha ba jiden sum na pa me wa gumbo cho ne jo la cha te do da wa ti me ta ve cha te do da wa jo la cha sa Da Jota Siba Suma Jinyame Jujin Jola Chasa Umbo Tuzi Chitin Batam Ji Chimbi Tumba Abu Suna Yundin Jasu Tijin Shila Chasa Tape Tuzi Chawa Ju Kive Nesu Litu Chitu Duda Chuchu Va Chitu Chala Chasa Mautrani Chubi Layant Aba tala radu ne shinge tamba yu Chaza lo zunga tado Sanje tola chaza lo jubi chola chaza Nden dela chaza lo zunga tado Kwe chaza Chachara uba tamje la shindu kunji chani Radu baya nange lo chodo tebe chaza dedication sunam di Bhagavad Heart Sutra. Have you read the dedication before the Heart Sutra? Yeah, dedication before the Heart Sutra. Have you read? Have you read?
Yeah. Leaves the broken, then one month in prison. Two leaves the broken, two in prison. Maybe he made prison to enlighten others in demons. Prayers, you're reading very well, very fast. especially the beginning prayers, you know, is good. The one that I explained yesterday, so the look at the causal phenomenon. Those verses are very important to the slow. Very important to slow meditating. To go to do. to go slowly and to meditate is good. These are the very important subjects. Extremely important fundamental subjects. Meditation. Like hitting a bomb to destroy our enemy, or inner enemy, but the inner enemy. So if he have destroyed our inner enemy, there's no outside enemy. Doesn't exist. There's no outside enemy. So if you don't have anger, there's no outside enemy. If you have anger, there's outside enemy. You find enemy outside if you have anger. But if you don't have anger, there's no enemy. So in the United States, so because it was quite difficult to with Nepalese passport, and I traveled, so it was quite difficult. So then try to get the United States the American passport. So anyway, now I got American passport. So anyway. So you have to live in America for 5 years. Anyway, so it depends to live in the United States. So Raja bought a car. So he was very excited. Some student helped him. Some student father. It was not expensive. At a good price. So then was very excited to show me. But I didn't go early. I didn't go in the morning early. So much later. So, but I tried to think it's for sentient beings. I think it's sentient beings. But it didn't last long. It didn't last. So I was staying in John's his house, that's the point, that time. So I didn't get to see the car in the morning, so much later. So then I think that time to think some positive, but then because if you have realization, then. Then maybe a few seconds, that's all. Yeah. So anyway, so there are many so how to make car beneficial for people, the world, for something. So I put messages around. So one message that Odisana says, my religion is kindness. So I edited the word to all. To all, you know. To all, make small. I think, without saying all, it means that, but I thought it is all. So good. Yeah, so more clear. So, of course, my religion is kindness. So, it means kindness. So, it means kindness. Not only your friend, but kindness to everybody. It means that, but it is the word all. That then the other side, kindness. So the source of your happiness. Oh, remember. Source of yours and others. Source of your, basically you see, source of your happiness and others. Now, others means all sentient beings. So that's the cherishing others, source of happiness, oneself, others, something like that. So that's the very hard answer, very hard, very essential. You see, everybody looking for happiness, but but you know, many see do not know. We see the from where the happiness comes, and what's the best way to produce, I mean, the best way to achieve happiness. See, that's the whole problem. Doesn't know what's the best way to achieve happiness. There's a problem in the world. Globally, as well as individually. So, you see, society. So, that's the biggest problem. So, it is. So, so, so the great saint Shantideva, great Pandit, you see. The sixth, you know, say the after Buddha, you know, then passed away. So this happened, the sixth, not necessarily right after Papa, but the sixth ornaments, great Pandit. So the Shantideva, the great Bodhisattva. for those, so highly and attended and means. So, so anyway, Shantideva mentioned that. The child does work for self. The mighty one does work for others. Child does work for self. The mighty one does work for others. Mighty one is the Buddha. Means Buddha. In Tibetan, Tuba. Chiba Ranga Tuenjeda. Chiba means child. Does work for self. Tuba Shinge Tuenze. Tuba is a mighty one. Does work for others. The Niki and the capital. Look at the differences, these two. So that this also shows. So that that Guru Shakyamuni Buddha, you see, that himself totally free from the from samsara, the continuity. The continuity of the contaminated aggregates, contaminated the cause of delusion, cause of ignorance, anger, attachment, so forth. Cause of delusion is seed, the seed which is natural imprint. So I get continuity, I guess, which contaminates this and caused by karma and delusion. So that which is the which is self, the I guess the self, which is the totally natural suffering, the pervasive compounding suffering. So I repeat again. So pervasive because it's under the control of karma and delusion. So our aggregates here, rather talking somewhere else, somebody's aggregates, your aggregates, this association of body mind. Okay? Your association of body mind, okay? So this one, all collections of the five form the body, and then the feeling, cognition, compound aggregates, cognition, you see, which discriminate this object, okay? Recognize this. Dushi, independent of dushi, recognize this. The phenomena. And then compound aggregates from the 51 mental factors, after taking out the feeling, cognition, then the rest is compound aggregates. Then the fifth one, consciousness. So the collections of these five, aggregates. However, this our collections of these five under the control of karma and delusion. So because of that, then it's natural suffering. Because this and this natural suffering. That's why the body experiences problems, the mind experiences the problems. Why our mind experiences the loneliness, or there's fear, unhappiness, depression, then there's anger, anger, then not free, is the opposite of free. Is the attachment, opposite of free. Heart, your mind attached to, caught, attached to some object, you see. So, grasping, you see. Clinging. It has natural pain, that there's natural pain of attachment. So you see, it's not. Mind is not, so you can see mind is not free. See, there's the pain of attachment. So, not relaxed mind, that time there's no inner peace. So anyway, so there's so many mental problems. Mental suffering, and then physical suffering. So, why we experience a problem? Why? For this physical, mental. So that's because this is the end of the control of karma and delusion. It shows you're not free from karma and delusion. You're not liberated, it shows that. So, and the karma and delusion, so you see, are pervaded by suffering. Okay? Yeah, I guess pervaded by suffering. Then the next one is your aggregates is a contaminated seed of delusions, negative imprint. So therefore, then you see, it compound the problems, you see, mental form, physical problems, mental problems, all this. It compound. So the negative imprint, the seed, the cause of the it compound. So So this is a pervaded by suffering. So that is it. And then this negative imprint causes future rebirth and the future sufferings as well. So that compounds this life suffering and future life suffering. So this, I guess, is a pervasive compound of suffering. Right. The you know, so just to make a little clarification, it's very important to understand this, that so so if we are not living our life in dharma, meditation, lambda meditation, so you don't have any protection to your life or to your mind, you see. So you're not protecting your life, you see. You're not looking after yourself. I started one day, yesterday, but didn't get to mention, but I completed that. So anyway, so what happens? I think one thing we can do here, somebody, you know, here you have one person criticizing you, provoking you, say. Here you have one person who praises to you, you know, how you're beautiful or how you are wise or kind or, you know, all these good words, all the good nice words you want to hear, see. that your attachment onto here, your service mind onto here, you see. Okay? So, then here, this person, you see, the word, what your attachment doesn't like to hear. Your service mind doesn't want to hear. You see, what they don't like. This person is only things what they don't like. Your attachment. You are selfish, you are cruel, or you are stupid, or I don't know what else. So anyway, all those things, okay? Like rainfall, like storm, you see, like storm. Like hell storm, you see. Okay. So this one says, so, your attachment, you know, what always expect, always looking for to be praised, always looking for good words, you know, your selfish mind, you see. Okay. So it's very interesting. Then your life became very interesting. So now what you going to do? So now if you do not know the lambda meditation, you see, then you don't have protection in life. You are not practicing, you don't have protection. You see, guideless. You know, guideless. So. No protection or protection, see. 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 No. no refuge for brothers. Yeah. Mm. So what happens? Then you see despair. You see them. Then what happens? You just your mind. You see here. Here your main object of refuge become attachment, and the subject your main object of refuge. Main object of refuge. Attachment. Like Buddha Dhamma Sangha, you know, here attachment, such mind, interest of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So that, so in your whole life, you know, you observe refuge to ask for protection, for help. So that, yeah, attachment, service mind. So nothing else. So then, you always live with this mind. You always live your life with the selfish mind, the ego, the attachment of this, the anger. You see, somebody harms your attachment. Somebody says something, or as you behave something, or think something, you know, against your attachment, or your attachment doesn't like, or your selfish mind doesn't like, the anger rises. If somebody did, you see, behave something, say something, think something, you see, that your attachment doesn't like, your selfish mind doesn't like, that harms to them, they don't like, for them, anger rises. Anger to them, hurt them, and then you hurt them. so you become slave. Now here you become slave of your anger. You become slave of your desire. That's a self-cherishing prophecy. And you become slave of your anger. So your anger use you to harm a person. Your attachment use you. You see. So that use your that you see. And your attachment use you to also harm others. But you know, harm other people a little bit differently there. This harm is cheating. This harm is deceiving others. Deceiving others. Okay? This kind of harm. The angry one is more direct speech, saying hurting words, or you know, show aggressive face or something, you know. <See that? laughs> so the attachment uses you. You become a slave to attachment, to you see, to harm the truth. To deceive, to cheat us, you see. Things that. So, see, if you analyze, you see, you find out these things. Hallucinate others. Say it has been us. Hallucinate, deceive others. See, that. So, so if you analyze, you see, functional attachment. Well, then you can understand, you see. So you totally become a slave to your ego. You become a servant. You become a slave of your selfish mind, desires. And that's the selfish mind, ego. So like that, okay? So that's it. Yeah, that's it. So the... you see... to harm others, you see, even to harm others. So that. To harm others, to harm yourself. Then you see, being slave of those negative thoughts, then harm others, harm yourself. So that. so you engage in the karma. You see, you engage in the karma. You know, being under the control of anger. You see, being slave of anger and attachment. Ignorance, selfish mind, so harm. See, harm others. Harm anger. Which you engage in karma. So harm others. Harm yourself. That. Then result all the problems you have experienced. This life, all the unbelievable confusion of it, one after another, you see. And then spread out so many problems. So many, you see. This is without talking the reincarnating in the lower realm and experience suffering for an invisible time. So many zillion, trillion, could be also many eons, things like that. Almost unbearable. And then even future lives, due to not a good karma, you were born a human being, then still there's many sufferings, many problems. Part of those need karma, you have to experience. You see again and again. So, what is? So, that's it. So, you become slave of those, you know, negative thoughts, you see. then you see, all the activity you do is obscuring you, or is only obscuring yourself, obscuring your mind, disturbing your mind, you see. to not have those realizations, renunciation, guru devotion, renunciation, bodhicitta, right? We were to, opposite that, you see. To not realize those, see. And then, send to it, say, cause obscuration, disturbance, to not have attainment of all the path to achieve liberation and enlightenment. And all this path, five path, ten bhumis, all this, so unbelievable. It obstructs the mind to not achieve those. So then they obstruct, they don't allow to have those attainment to awaken your mind, you know. So obscure more is it. And then you see, then you can, consciously harm yourself and other sentient beings. Engaging in karma, so that, see. Then continuously, see, then that ties yourself and others in suffering sometimes, see. Continuous ties keeps in sometimes, see. But doesn't allow to liberate the obstacle. What you do is always create an obstacle to liberate yourself, free yourself, free from prison and others as well. For that. The person who prays him, you see, then the attachment rises. Who's the old nice word? Who says what attachment is looking for? Always selfish mind, always. So then you see. That same. Eight worldly dharmas. the so the see clinging or grasping see the the four desirable objects, the comfort, the happiness life. Then next, the other one is then you see to receive the material, to receive gift material. So the same, you know, there's a grasping in these things, okay? Clinging. then this receiving praise, clinging this attachment. Then there's a reputation, you see, clinging this. Then because there's clinging, you know, attachment, clinging these four things, grasping, you see. So because that there's dislike, because there's grasping, there's fortism. Because that then there's dislike. if you don't have a comfortable happiness life, or if you don't not receive material. Not just material, or you see. and then if you're not receiving praise and not receiving a reputation, so there's dislike in this. If you have grasping in this four desirable object, if you have this grasping, right? Then because of that, then there's dislike in this. You see. Yeah, dislike, unhappiness. You see, when you the four undesirable things. So, if there's attachment, there's clinging, these four objects here, four desirable, then you see, then you see these four objects, these are the four objects, become undesirable. How they become undesirable is because you have desire to these four. So this is the psychology of the how, this totally dependent on these four things. Why you don't like these four things, undesirable? Because you have desire these four desirable things. It's because that this become undesirable pain, in a painful way, unhappiness, yeah. Because this. Well, these four things, because these four things desirable, yeah, desire that, clean, see. So then, because clean there, then you have, then when you encounter these four undesirable things, then you see that, mind suffers, then you suffer, see, I say unhappiness, you see. So this. So these four, when you encounter these four things, then you see it's undesirable. unhappy, unhappy. What's that? So this is totally how your mind reacts when these four things answer. Thing happens, how your mind reacts. It totally depends on what you have desired in these four things about. So that's very important to understand. Very essential to understand that. It's not something kind of Buddha made it up. It's just analyzing our own life. This is understanding our own life, our mind. Basically, I'm trying to understand, trying to learn your mind. See, basically that. So, it's very important. because this is what we, because this is what we live life all the time. You know, this is what we live life all the time. So if you don't know this, if you don't know this, then you, you know, confused. Life is all, you are living in all this confusion. So you can touch it. You know, when you encounter this, because you design this, just touch it, you see. When you encounter this. Then when you meet these four, just touch it, you see. Attachment, you know. Touch it, cling, touch it. You get any peace. You don't get peace. You don't get inner peace. Mm. So you don't get inner peace, you see. No peace. Problem, you see. So attachment.